sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you took done to me. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry. You know how good it used to be. And tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took and done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took and done to me?
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A man in Texas who raped and murdered the mother of a six-month-old baby and then set the body on fire to cover its tracks has been executed. Moses Mendoza never revealed why he killed Rochelle Tollison. He attended a party at her home outside Dallas days before the attack. One prosecutor described him as one of the most violent, sadistic men he'd ever encountered. An illegal immigrant living in Baton Rouge charged with sex crimes takes a plea deal. The man pled guilty to sex trafficking and faces life in federal prison. Court records show that he also has ties to the violent Venezuelan street gang Tren de Aragua. There's fears of a possible serial killer in the New England area after an eighth body was discovered in the region. Tuesday, police found the body of a woman near a bike path in Springfield, Massachusetts. This is SRN News.
Mike Huckabee here for Vinia. Vinia is the remarkable red grape circulation superfood shown in the clinical trial to increase the dilation of arteries for better blood flow. Better blood flow gives me the physical energy I want. Better blood flow means more oxygen can go to my brain to give me the mental alertness I need to be at the top of my game. I've taken Vinia every day for over 3 years. It's been a life changer. Each Vinia capsule has the same amount of piceid resveratrol found in 1,000 grapes or a full bottle of wine, but without the sugar, calories, or alcohol. If you want all-day energy, better mental alertness, start your day with Vinia. Go online to get your first month free.
Go to Vinia.com to learn how to get your first month free. Enter discount code HUCKFREE at checkout. Visit VINIA.com. Use discount code HUCKFREE to save. Plus, we'll include free shipping and a 90-day risk-free guarantee. Go to Vinia.com right now.
Telephone?
Yeah, that was the phone.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me, call me, call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
Good morning, Showtime on a Friday. Hallelujah Friday. Jeff and Courtney waking you up. Good morning.
Good morning. Fri-yay.
Oh, Lord. Fri-yay. Hallelujah. Friday. TGIF. National Telephone Day.
Telephone Day? Huh.
You think when Alexander Graham Bell invented the phone that he foresaw what was to come?
Absolutely not. I don't think he had a clue of what the telephone would become to us at this day and age. Do you think he still would have put it out there if he did?
That's a good point. I mean, the technology is great, but it's also, I think it also has stunted our growth as humans in a way.
I do too. Yeah, 100%. Well, it's kind of like what we talked about the other day, the stuff that's given to us, what we'll end up forgetting. Like, just for instance, like spell check, or how if you misspell a word or whatever, it pre-spells something for you. We're going to be so dumbed down as a as a society because we have something that does everything for us. Your brain just won't need to really function anymore.
Your brain won't function, and there's no effort made to do anything.
Exactly.
Anymore. It's already just done
yeah.
for you.
So we're just going to be walking around with just like mush brains.
We already are. Well, us already are with this. We're never off. We're never just away.
Right.
Like, we're never just
unplugged.
Unplugged. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I think we've talked about this before. Remember back in the day, whenever you weren't home, you just weren't home. You weren't available. You know, until you got home and got your messages or whatever and got back with people. You were actually spending physical time with people because you didn't have a way to text them or see them on social media or whatever. You were out meeting up with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. And you, I think it makes it easier to be late or to not show up to parties and stuff and get togethers because you could just text somebody, hey, I'm not going to be there. Or
yeah.
I'm going to be late and there's no repercussions.
You can see everything that they're doing or see the party later that gets yeah. posted, you know, on social or whatever. So it's like,
yeah. So I mean, in a way, the technology is great mm-hmm. because when I'm broadcasting a baseball game, I can get scores from around the conference on my phone and right. I can update the listeners. That's great.
Yeah.
The information is great, but I'm also tied to it 24/7,
yep.
which is not great.
It has a ton of benefits. Yes, it's great to be able to communicate whenever. Like when you have an emergency, you absolutely need a telephone.
Exactly, yes.
You need a means to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And to see how far it's come from, what, back in the day, didn't they have, and I'm trying to think of what it was called. It's not community.
Oh, like a party line.
Parties were yeah. like, what, whole neighborhoods shared like one line. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that now?
Oh, my gosh.
Alexander Graham Bell, what did you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, I just yeah. remember growing up and having the phone that we didn't even have a phone with no cord, a cordless yet. It was, remember that long phone cord that just went kind of around the house?
Around the whole house.
Yes. You're wrapping up your sibling as you're walking around with your long phone cord so that you can talk to your friends on the phone.
I remember we used to call party lines.
Yeah.
And be on the line at the same time with like 10 other people. It was like a 1-800 number, nothing bad, nothing right. like obscene, but it was like a party line. You would call, and a bunch of people would be on the line, and you'd just all talk with each other.
That's exciting. Like a conference.
Like a conference call.
It's like a conference call, but
yeah,
not quite.
But not.
Remember whenever you could successfully crank call someone?
Oh, yes. It was so much fun to do that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you can't do that now. Now everybody knows who's calling, so it's like you can't fool anyone.
You can't prank call.
You can't.
Hey, you got Prince Albert in the box? Is the refrigerator running?
Better catch it.
Those were the days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's like growing up, that was a fun thing to do as a kid.
Uh-huh. And then Star 69 came along, and then it was all over.
Yep, that was it.
That was it.
That was the end. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good old days.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
My mom and dad still have a landline. God bless them. but they do have a cell phone, too, so I'll give them that.
I guess that's good to have a landline just in case something was to happen with our cell service.
I think about getting them back every once in a while just in case. Because when the robots take over, and they will, all the cell phone towers will be down.
Yeah.
And so you have to communicate somehow.
I feel like that's becoming more and more of a possibility, Jeff.
We saw something online that we're going to talk about a little
yeah.
bit later. Horrific. In Thailand, there's like an AI robot.
Yep.
And it looks terrifying.
It does. It's the new cop robot. RoboCop.
It's basically RoboCop.
It is basically RoboCop. But like me and Jeff were talking about it this morning, we're going to discuss it with you guys and see yeah. what y'all think.
It sounds awful. It just sounds terrifying. It really does. It looks terrifying too. if you saw RoboCop, this is what it's going to be like, and we're all hosed. We're done.
That's it.
The weather going to be a little bit nicer today. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon today. Not as bad as we had it yesterday. Boy, that storm that blew through yesterday, holy cow.
It was a big one.
Gully washer.
That was, in fact, a gully washer, Jeff.
That was a big thing blowing through, and that blew through, and that's going to be mostly sunny. Otherwise, besides a small chance of rain today, sunny and 86 today. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mainly between 10 o'clock and 4 a.m. in the morning. Otherwise, about a 20% chance of showers overnight. We look to the weekend, your Saturday, if you got baseball or softball plans or any kind of outdoor activities, chance of showers between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Then thunderstorms possibly after 4 o'clock. So once again, we're not out of the woods yet. As far as the rain goes, sunny and 82 if it's not raining. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, 89. Monday, mostly cloudy, 88. And then the rain comes back on Tuesday. So once again, you just can't rule out any kind of rain at all the next couple of days at least. But it's springtime. So
yep, spring has sprung for sure.
And see, current temps out there in the 60s, a little muggy out there this morning. Cisco and Brady both check in at 63, 64 in Goldthwaite, and in Brandwood, 65 degrees at the airport. So hope you're having a great morning. Your sunrise is 6:55 today. So we had a fun event last night. We went to the Brandwood Chamber event last night.
That's exciting. I wish I'd have remembered because I would totally would have gone with y'all.
Yeah, we had a good time. There was a KOXE table there at the chamber banquet, and nice. I was there. My wife was there.
The Fair Rebecca
made her appearance there. She wowed the crowd, of course.
Of course, as she does.
Ashley and Bray were there. They were awesome. Kathy and Rick were there. Mitch and Carla were there. We had a good time.
Wow. I feel like I missed out. I'm kind of jealous right now.
It was a fun night. A lot of awards handed out to some great businesses around Brown County, and had a great dinner. Had some drinks, got nice. A drink on a little bit.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, free.
It sounds like a wonderful Thursday evening.
It was a good night. And the event center is so nice. Beautiful event center. It was done by 8. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it was done at 8. Like, I looked at my phone when Draco Miller wrapped up his speech right at 8, exactly 8 o'clock. Like, they were
perfect.
On the money.
That's the perfect time to be done on a weeknight.
It
you know?
Is. Yeah.
You and I are like, well, it's time to about turn into a pumpkin.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah. He was very sleepy.
He was on the money. It ended at 8 o'clock. Everyone goes home, and everyone had a good night.
That's awesome. I like that. And what a cool little community, you know, a community-type thing.
It was. A lot of really deserving businesses were honored. And so we had a good time last night, and you're going to have a good time this weekend.
I am. I was supposed to leave today, but... my back is still messing with me, so I'm waiting for my this like old lady problems. Waiting for my TENS unit to get here from Amazon.
And my compression stockings. Yeah. And my nurse shoes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was telling Jeff this morning that I noticed getting older that everything just lasts longer. Normally, something I would bounce back from in a couple of days is lasted a week. And so, yeah, my back still isn't quite ready for sleeping on a mat on the ground. So I'm going to get that TENS unit in. And then I think tomorrow I'm going to head to the campsite to be with my people.
Your homies?
My homies, yeah. Awesome. I only get to see them like 3 times a year. Yeah. So when I have the opportunity, I'm going to go.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We noticed that when you get older, it's easier to get hurt and it's harder to recover.
It really is. Like I said, something that I'd normally bounce back from in a couple of days is really just hanging in there, and it's got me all messed up.
Yeah, sexy. You're going to have a great weekend. I'm going to have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're going to Goldthwaite tomorrow.
That's right.
It's the barbecue goat cook-off tomorrow at Goldthwaite.
Ooh, that's a big one, right?
It's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big one. We're going to have vendors there. There's going to be music. Of course, barbecue cook-off, and it's going to be a lot of fun there in Goldthwaite. And
we're
broadcasting live from 10 to noon tomorrow.
Love that. Is the Fair Rebecca going with you?
She is.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Nice little getaway.
She's my support human. Some people have support animals. She's my support human.
She's your ESH?
Yes.
Emotional support human?
They get two people.
She'll protect
you. She'll protect me.
You got to have them. You got to have
them. So it should be a fun weekend. Weather. You know, not terrible. So cross your fingers that we're going to have a nice weekend for your camping and my Goldthwaite trip tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping it looks good out there. I'll be about 2.5 hours away, so. We'll see.
We'll see. And then don't forget, high school baseball is tonight. Brownwood wrapping up their district tonight against Mineral Wells. Lions, win or lose, Lions have a playoff spot wrapped up. So tonight, the last district game, the last home game of the year for the Lion baseball team, taking on Mineral Wells. And then, but wait, there's more.
There is.
We are going to follow May High School Baseball through their playoff run. I am going to be the May play-by-play guy for the high school.
I can't believe it's already playoff time.
I know.
I feel like baseball just started. I feel like school just started. But it's crazy. This year is really blowing. I feel like I say this every year, too. This year is really going by fast.
It gets faster and faster as you get older and older.
It really does. Things take longer to heal, but life goes by so much faster.
So May baseball starts Monday. It's a doubleheader. It's going to be in Eula, and May is taking on, we're going to take on Jayton, the Jayton Jaybirds.
Jayton Jaybirds.
It'll be online streaming on the May link on our website, KOXU.com, and I'll be the guy following May around. They should make a pretty good run this year. The Lady Lions softball team won last night, so congratulations,
Lady Lions.
So there's just a lot of stuff going on, and we are going to be here to fill you in on everything. And we're going to talk about the RoboCop coming up a little bit later on during the show.
I was just looking at the, I forgot about the impossible question of the day. There's just so much going on this beautiful Friday morning.
Wow. We'll get to that as well. It's already 15 after 6.
Wow.
We could just go on and on.
We could. We could just talk and talk and talk. We have so much to say.
We always do.
And so early in the morning.
It is a Hallelujah Friday, which means... I'd like to start off a Hallelujah Friday with some Casting Crowns. I need some Jesus on a Friday. It's been a long week.
I think we all do.
Jeff and Courtney waking you up on a Friday, 646-1013 if you want to get a hold of us today.
We'll all never get it right, but it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world. Jesus, I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Jesus, I'm just a nobody, trying to tell you.
you don't have what they call the social skills.
My name is Bobby Boucher.
Say you want to be friends. That's a newly sharpened blade. That's a dagger to the heart of the promises we've made. That's a chapter full of pain. Season full of rain, a dark and stormy night. It's been all alone. Friends get scattered by the wind, tossed upon the waves, lost for years on end. Friends slowly drift apart. Just friends. You say you love me very much, and you'll always hold me dear. Those are the sweetest.
Michael Montgomery, I think he got in the friend zone.
He's totally friend zone.
Not a place you want to be.
Just friends.
Just friends. We're special friends. Always cherish our relationship. 6:23. On a Friday morning, impossible question of the day is on the Facebook page. We haven't got to that yet.
We haven't. We've had so much to talk about. What's the big question today? I know it was ancient. It was Roman, right?
Yeah, it's a Roman thing. And you're playing... For the impossible question, we're playing for entry for two to the Buena Vista Wildlife Park.
Fun place. It's a fun place.
A lot of cool little animals, big animals probably,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good-sized animals.
So the question of the day is going to test your Roman history today. Ancient Rome. In ancient Rome, if you did this, you could be sentenced to be eaten by leopards, eaten alive by leopards. What is the answer?
I feel like eaten alive is even worse than just eaten.
Oh, it's terrible. Can you imagine?
No.
In ancient Rome, if you did this, you could be sentenced to be eaten alive by leopards. What is it?
Looks like the answers on here are pretty unanimous.
What would it be?
Everyone's saying cheating on your taxes. I didn't even realize they had taxes in ancient Rome, so I guess I'm not up on my ancient Roman knowledge.
Well, there have been taxes ever since almost time began.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think Adam and Eve
I was
going to
say, so Adam and Eve were just chilling in the garden and all of a sudden taxed.
I don't think they were taxed. I think after that they were, I mean, if we did this today, we may have fewer problems.
Definitely not going to be eaten alive by leopards. That would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be something. To bring back, that would be crazy to bring
Can
that back.
Can you imagine? Welp, here come the leopards.
I bet they didn't have any trouble collecting
taxes. What if you accidentally messed up?
Yeah, what if you just forgot? Yeah, innocently just forgot.
Yeah, what if it was just something that was more of lack of knowledge as opposed to just not doing it right?
I don't think they had
a lot of cheating, you know?
I don't think they had a lot of grace.
Doesn't sound like it. Yeah. Oh, you cheated on your taxes?
Here you go.
Yeah. Here comes the leopards.
Get your guests in by 8:30.
I thought it was stealing. That's my answer, stealing. Yeah.
Some people have guessed stealing as well.
Oh, okay.
As cheating on taxes. Some, yeah.
So some people think.
Yeah. So I think either one is, you know.
Either one. I feel like being eaten alive by leopards is excessive.
Excessive. Little one.
Yeah.
You go to the phones and let's see what people think. Good morning, KOXE.
Yes, I was wondering if I could call in a birthday.
You got it. What's the birthday today?
It's for Eileen Bolt.
How do you spell the last name?
Is it Bolt?
B-O-L-T. Oh, Bolt, like Bolt. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, Eileen Bolt out of Brooksmith ISD.
She's at Brooksmith ISD. Birthday today.
And it is today.
Happy birthday, Eileen.
Happy birthday, Eileen. All right, we got it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. Yeah, get those birthdays into us anytime you want. 646-1013. We'll get it on the air for you. 725 is when we typically do birthdays. But I think we got to move on because Derek is ready for news.
Eyeball.
Because I've given us the same. Stuckley is on the way with your news at 630. And then we have Fact or Fiction. We have your menus coming up right around 650 today.
Scott Hardy here, your rodeo announcer for the 6th annual Bull Bash at the Earl Q. Wilson Arena in Brownwood, Texas. Saturday, April the 26th, all proceeds benefit the Brown County Youth Fair Premium Sale. We've got bull teams with $4,000 added money. Gates open at 5 p.m., $12 a person, 15 and under. Get in free with an adult. No cooler charge. We'll get things started at 6 p.m. with the Mutton Busted, followed by the Bull Riding. This should get a chance to see the youngest bullfighter in the nation. Regan Ray is going to be with us, as well as the baddest bullfighting around with the freestyle bullfights. So, ladies and gentlemen, get it on your mind. Mark your calendar Saturday, the 26th, at the Earl Q. Wilson Arena. It is the 6th annual Bull Benefiting the Youth Fair Premium Sale. For more information, check us out on Facebook at Brown County, Texas Bull.
From now on, it's Magic Man and El Diablo. It's like Spanish fighting some claw balls. You just slick.
This one. Your KOXC News Report for Friday, April 25th. I'm Derek Stuckley. The Brownwood Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual banquet Thursday night at the Brownwood Event Center. 2025 award winners include the Groner Pitts Award to Dr. Stephen P. Kelly, Man of the Year to Jesse Mendoza, Woman of the Year to Krista Beatty, Board Member of the Year to Dr. Dana Prohaska, Ambassador of the Year to Tyler Thompson, Large Business of the Year to Hendrick Medical Center, Medium Bay of Arts, Small Business of the Year to Hunter Station, Professional of the Year to Marco Sandoval, Community Partner of the Year was Aldersgate, receiving the Stuart Coleman Award was Sarah Hoffman, and the Volunteer of the Year was Eric Evans. The Brown Police Department issued the following press release Thursday morning. On November 13, detectives with the Brownwood Police Department received a report of a possible improper relationship between a student and educator. In the report, it was believed that the offense occurred within the jurisdiction of the Brownwood Police Department. Detective Peyton Donahue received an investigation. The initial report alleged that 23 was a teacher relationship with Mullen High School. Detective Donahue learned that Yannick, on multiple occasions, invited the student to her home in Brownwood, where it was alleged that sexual activity occurred. This allegation was confirmed during subsequent interviews with Yannick and others associated with the report. Detective Donahue presented the case to the April session of the Brown County Grand Jury, and a single indictment for improper relationship between educator and student was returned. Bond was set at $50,000. On Wednesday, April 23rd, Yannick was contacted at her residence and arrested for the warrant. Mullen ISD issued its own statement that said the district had been met on Friday. Mullen ISD and had confessed to school on April 3rd, the day of Earth for the mayoral election, bringing the 1:35 p.m. to him Monday and Tuesday at the 6th. Local races include the Early ISD Board of Trustees, where Robert Welker is on the ballot for Place 3, Scott Bird for Place 4, and Amanda DeVusser and Daniel Rodriguez for Place 5. Running for two open seats on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Dennis Sanchez, Robert R.C. Lehman, Aarons, and Joy Mitchell. Also runs by our trustee brand. The success depends on the Derby party will include a Southern buffet, a jazz band, a Derby hat and bow tie test, a silent and live auction, as well as big screen TVs to watch the Kentucky Derby. The league receives funds from Brownwood and Early, as well as however, these funds cover all of the crucial programs versus educating around county business embrace this opportunity to support the library. Sponsors should be purchased on community or by Brownwood Library, 6 Carnegie Street, Tech 7601. Mission tag Becky at 25460, email dirtbrownwoodlibrary.com. This reminder, this annual Brown Bash slated to take place Saturday at 7 to Earl of Brown County, 37 South. The adults and kids will be from the official bull team button busting style bull will also be evenings free by contacting 5-642-2002. Additional information at KOXC.com.
Whataburg, your Caleb is totally fine.
And that's great because the Mushroom Swiss Burger is totally back. Just like Kayla loved. Loves! With grilled mushrooms, melty cheese, and creamy au jus sauce. Kayla, don't mess with us like that. The skull emoji is not for playing around. The Mushroom Swiss Burger is back for a limited time. What a burger!
Gear up, Roundwood. Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th, the Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
This is your Friday KOXC Sports Report. Despite rain throughout much of the day, the two-day District 6-4A tennis tournament eventually reached its conclusion Thursday at Brownwood High School, and Lady Lions Ashlyn Bundick and Laney Johnson qualified for regionals and girls' doubles. The Lady Lion duo advanced to the district championship match before falling to a tandem from Glenrose. The 6-4A runners-up will next compete at the Region 1-4A tournament at Texas Tech's McLeod Tennis Center on May 9th and 10th. Also Thursday, the Lions doubles team of Wesley Goodrich and Tryon Ball placed third after defeating a pair from Mineral Wells 7-5, 6-7, 6-2. Eric Smith was also in action for Brownwood in boys singles Thursday as he came up short in the third-place match. Cadence Allen hurled a no-hitter, and the Brownwood offense produced runs in four of five trips to the plate en route to a 12-0 victory for the Lady Lions over San Angelo Lakeview Thursday night at Angelo State University in Game 1 of a Class 4A Division 1 Region 1 softball bi-district playoff series. Allen recorded 12 strikeouts and 3 walks, and at one point she retired 10 Lakeview batters in a row. The Lady Lions offense finished with 9 hits, drew 6 walks, and was aided by 4 Lakeview errors. Leadoff batter and center fielder Jennifer Romero led the charge on offense with 4 hits, 4 runs scored, and an RBI. Head coach Dorita Munguia shared her thoughts after the contest.
All I asked them to do today was to keep it clean, and that's what they did. They were locked in and focused. Cadence and Chloe were a show to see tonight. We weren't throwing fastballs. We were up there working on our arsenal. She was going deep. She had additional speed on her, but we were hitting spots using spin.
The Lady Lions, who are now 16-11 on the season, will host Lakeview, which is 12-14-1, at 10 a.m. Saturday for games 2 and 3, if needed, of the bi-district series. Also Thursday, the Coleman softball team's season came to an end with a 12-0 loss to Stanford and a one-game bi-district playoff at Abilene Christian University. In more softball bi-district playoff action today, Early faces Henrietta in a one-game playoff at 6 p.m. at Weatherford College. Meanwhile, Bangs meets Holly in a best-of-three series at Abilene Christian University with Game 1 at 3 p.m. today and Games 2 and 3, if needed, at 11:30 a.m. Saturday. In baseball action tonight, the playoff-bound Brownwood Lions host Mineral Wells in their regular season finale at 7 p.m. at Moore Southall Field. The Lions, who will be the number 2 seed from District 6 in the Class 4A Division 1 baseball playoffs, clinched their berth with a 4-3 win at Mineral Wells Tuesday, coupled with losses by Stephenville and Glenrose. Tonight's game can be heard on KOXC, KOXC.com, and the KOXC app. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXC.
Have you heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC, connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
Hi, this is Sam Stewartson with Heartland Funeral Home. We understand how unsettling it can be when a funeral home goes out of business. Heritage Funeral Home Davis Morris Chapel has recently closed their doors. At Heartland Funeral Home, you can rest assured that we're here for you. If you have a prearranged funeral contract with Davis Morris Chapel, we will honor it with the care and respect you deserve. Please call or come by and visit with us for more information. Heartland Funeral Home, family owned and operated, serving Brown County for over 30 years.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Dorothy Carnes, 75, of Goldthwaite, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Stacy Wilkins Funeral Home in Goldthwaite. Interment will follow at Center City Cemetery in Center City. Visitation will be held at 10 a.m. at the funeral home. Dorothy Carnes passed away Wednesday, April 16th. A celebration of life service for Bob Eddington, 67, of Coleman, will be held at 2 p.m. today at First Baptist Church in Coleman. Interment will follow at the Coleman City Cemetery. Stevens Funeral Home of Coleman is in charge of arrangements. Bob Eddington passed away Tuesday, April 22nd. A funeral service for Peggy Ann Threet, 71, will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Heartland Funeral Home. Visitation will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. today at the funeral home. Peggy Ann Threet passed away Friday, April 18th. A graveside memorial service for Bobby Ray Roberts, 85, of Brownwood, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa. Blaylock Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Bobby Ray Roberts passed away Tuesday, April 15th. A graveside funeral service for Jimmy Don Poe, 79, of Early, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Blanket Cemetery. Brownwood Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Jimmy Don Poe passed away Sunday, April 13th. A memorial service for Roland Howard Finch, 71, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the Church of Christ in Brownwood. Gerdner Funeral Home of Abilene is in charge of arrangements. Roland Howard Finch passed away Saturday, April 19th. A celebration of life for Patricia Willems, 70, of Brady, will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday at Sunset Ridge Church of Christ in Brady. Leatherwood Memorial Chapels in Brady is in charge of arrangements. Patricia Willems passed away Wednesday, April 9th. A celebration of life for Cheryl Brown, 77, of Blanket, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at the Blanket Methodist Church. Heartland Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Cheryl Brown passed away Thursday, April 24th.
Pierce Furniture and Mattress Store is the price leader on Sealy mattresses, the number one most trusted mattress brand in America. Queen size Sealy mattresses starting at $4.99. Our Sealy hybrid queen mattress is only $5.99. And Sealy's most famous mattress, the Posturepedic Plush Queen, starts at just $9.99. Plus, take advantage of our 12-month no-interest financing. Nobody beats the Sealy deals at Pierce Furniture and Mattresses. We'll save you money.
Pierce Furniture Gallery, 600 North Center Avenue in Brownwood. We'll save you money.
Your Friday weather forecast is brought to you by KOXE. After Brownwood and the surrounding area was drenched with rain at times Thursday, today there's just a 20% chance of precipitation with a high of 85 expected and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight also includes a 20% chance of showers and storms with a low of 62. This weekend, Saturday currently features a 30% chance of rain with a high of 82 and a low of 62 Saturday night, also with a 30% chance of showers. The rain chances are gone briefly Sunday with a high of 87 expected under mostly sunny skies with a 5 to 15 mile an hour south wind, along with a low of 65 Sunday night. Next week, Monday calls for a high of 87 degrees with a low of 65 Monday night and a 30% chance of rain. Tuesday's forecast features a 50% chance of showers and storms with a high of 86 degrees. Then Tuesday night's rain chances stand at 70% with a low of 61. For Wednesday, look for a 60% chance of precipitation with a high of 81 during the day and a 30% chance for rain Wednesday night with a low of 57. Thursday currently calls for a high of 82 degrees with just a 20% chance of rain.
Thank you, Derek. Looking at 6:45 here on your Friday at KOXE. Current temps around the area haven't really changed a whole lot since 6 o'clock in the morning. 64 now in Cisco. They have gone up a degree. It stayed at 63 in Brady, 64 in Goldthwaite. And we have just kind of hung out at 65 degrees at the airport in Brownwood. Your sunrise today, 6:55. That's about 9 minutes from now. And your sunset tonight, if you're making plans for that tonight, is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. That's when your sunset is. Coming up just around the corner, we have your lunch and your breakfast menus, as well as Fact or Fiction. Stick around on KOXE.
came home mad, got a hug and a kiss, and that's too bad. She said, I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Six, naps at nine. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. Squeezing scouts and PTA. And there's that shopping list she left, that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom. Well, paper smelled in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day.
Lone Can you believe Star. He said that to me?
Honey, you're my hero?
Yeah.
Lone Star, Mr. Mom. We have three cats, and that's just a bear to begin with. I don't know how you do it with kids.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Mom at 6:49 at KOXC on your Friday, and it is time for the tastiest part of the day. Time for those menus, lunch and your breakfast menus brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen, 1620 Austin Avenue. They're open 7 days a week, don't you know? 99 cent drinks until 10 a.m. They got lots of good breakfast choices, like breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. Dairy Queen will treat you right.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? All right, let's get started with early ISD this morning. For breakfast, we'll be having a Cinny Mini with sausage or the early bird sandwich. Fruit, 100% fruit juice, milk variety, and that'll come along with some jelly. For lunch and early, a pizza choice or hamburger / cheeseburger, garnish, burger garnish, carrots, green beans, fresh fruit, salad entree, cookie, milk, and then, of course, that'll come along with some ranch, ketchup, mayo, and mustard. For Brooksmith breakfast, I'll have a breakfast cookie, yogurt, fruit and juice, and for lunch, pulled pork sandwich, baked beans, chips, veggie cup, and fruit. For Zephyr's breakfast, they'll be having a chicken biscuit or cereal with graham crackers, fruit juice, and milk. And for lunch in Zephyr, they'll have fish sticks, fries, coleslaw roll, strawberry cup, and milk. All you, Jeff.
Over to me for May ISD, the Tigers today.
Well, you're a poet.
Huh?
I said you're a poet. Over to me with May ISD.
Oh, I'm a poet. I don't even know it.
You didn't.
Oh. for May ISD breakfast today. You're going to enjoy some donuts today with sausage and some fruit. And May ISD lunch today, a barbecue sandwich with chips, baked beans, tomato cup, and a fruit cup. Brentwood Senior Citizen Center today. What are you dining on? Oh, you're going to have some potato crunch fish with coleslaw, potatoes, hush puppies, fruit, and yogurt. And your activity today at the Senior Citizen Center. Ooh, you're going to do a scavenger hunt today at 10:30. Love scavenger hunts.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that sounds a lot of fun. For Blanket ISD today, donut, sausage, juice, fruit, and milk for breakfast. And Blanket lunch today, cheesy breadsticks with marinara sauce, some broccoli. Get a little ranch dressing with those marinara sticks if you want that as well. Some applesauce and milk variety. And those are your menus today, brought to you by our very good friends over at Dairy Queen. They're always going to treat you right.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Opening here in about 5 minutes for breakfast. Don't miss that delicious breakfast. They also serve lunch and dinner. They have a convenient drive-thru. To-go orders always welcome. Daily specials. Sunday buffet, and do not forget their amazing salad bar. Get on down to the Section Hand Steakhouse and grab you some breakfast here in the next, 8 minutes. Section Hand. Yum.
Fact or Fiction today, you are playing for one free round of golf at the Hideout.
Ooh.
Ooh, play golf, say hi to Courtney out there.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that.
No. So if you're a golfer, play Fact or Fiction today. Again, the rules, well, there really aren't any rules, but if you've won in the past 2 weeks, you can't win again, but, for another 2 weeks. But please play along anyway.
Yeah. Just want to give everybody a chance to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Fact or Fiction today. Bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day.
Whoa.
Bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day.
Bamboo. Just fun to say.
I was going to say that too. Bamboo.
I'm going to go with fiction.
Jeff's going fiction. What do y'all say? 325-646-1013.
All right. Good morning. It's fact or fiction. You have a guess for us?
Can't win, but I'm going to say fact.
Are you pretty sure?
50-50.
That's me, too. I'm like, yeah,
go either way.
50-50. Who is this?
Joy.
Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Thanks,
Thank
Joy.
You for the
call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bye. All right. Good morning, Fact or Fiction.
It's true, even though I can't win. They can go off the map.
All right. Pat says fact. Thank you, Pat. We got you down for fact. Have a blessed day. Good morning, KOXC. It's Fact or Fiction.
Fact.
You're going fact? You sounded pretty sure of yourself.
Yes, sir.
Who is this?
Tanya.
Tanya?
Yes, sir. Right.
Thank you, Tanya. We got you down for facts. Thank you. Going back to the phones. Hot and heavy today. Good morning, Fact or Fiction.
Bamboo can grow.
Good morning. I think it's a fact. I don't know, but I'm going with fact.
All right.
And who is this?
Melody,
you sound like you're pretty sure of yourself.
Thank you, so Melody.
We got you down for fact.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It looks like it's unanimously fact. Everyone's bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day. Fact or fiction?
Everyone's gets fact except for me. So if I win, I get a
round
of golf.
You get to go play golf, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, more people are calling.
The lines are like blowing up, as the kids say.
There's a lot of bamboo knowledge.
Good morning, KOXE. Fact or fiction?
Yeah, I'm going to go fiction.
You're going fiction? All right. And who is this?
This is David.
David, good morning. Where are you calling from today, David?
I'm on my way to work in Gulfway.
Gulfway. All right.
You going to the goat cook-off this weekend?
No, probably not.
I was going to say, Jeff's going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
I may stop by.
All right.
Well, maybe I'll stop by.
There you go. Thank you, David. You have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Last call for Fact or Fiction. Good morning. What's your guess?
Fiction.
Back-to-back fictions to end this.
April.
April says fiction.
Yes.
Thank you, April. We appreciate your call. You have a great day.
You too.
All right.
So who knew he had so many people with all this bamboo knowledge? I think I just really like saying bamboo as well.
I didn't know the bamboo is so prevalent around the Brown County area.
Bamboo.
I mean, everyone must know their bamboo.
They must. I don't see a lot of bamboo around here. You know, it's just you're driving through town. Do you see a lot of bamboo?
No. Did you ever have a bamboo steamer?
No.
Like one of the Ginsu knives? You remember the Ginsu knives?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But wait, you can get the bamboo steamer with the Ginsu knives. I don't know if it was made of bamboo or you steamed your bamboo.
It had to have been made of bamboo. Because, I mean, I feel like a lot of things are made with bamboo.
Furniture is, actually.
Furniture, sheets. There's all kinds of bamboo stuff. Bamboo. I am bamboozled.
Bamboozled by this question.
Okay. I guess we should answer the question now. The suspense is probably killing everyone.
No doubt.
While we're obsessing on the word bamboo. Okay. Question. Bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day. The answer is fact. Oh. It is a fact. On average, most bamboo species can grow between 1 to 4 inches per day. However, some species have been known to grow as much as 35 inches in a single day. That's significant.
Was that almost 3 feet?
Yes.
In a day?
Literally almost 3 feet. Wow. It's an inch away.
Wow.
In one day. That's some tall bamboo. It feels like that could really get away from you if you weren't careful.
That's why I didn't think it was fact, because
it's excessive. Like, you would constantly be trimming your bamboo.
Every day.
Yeah. Either that or it would be like, is it a nursery rhyme with the bean sprout? Like Jack and the Bean Sprout? It just goes into the sky?
Jack and the Beanstalk, yeah.
Yeah, it's where the giants live or something.
Yeah. Good morning, KOXC.
It was true, wasn't it? Yeah, they can't go up to that campus.
They sure can, Pat. You were correct.
You're correct.
Yeah, but I can't win to my second.
Yeah.
But I knew that. You know why?
What, you got bamboo at your place?
I knew the answer because I had them in my tank.
Oh, okay.
We on that land out there, we had them.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Y'all have a good day. I got to go to Brownwood and get another little shot for my allergies.
All right, honey. You be safe.
Good morning.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye, babe.
So Joy was our big winner today.
Congratulations, Joy.
I bet she has a lot of bamboo at her place.
She must.
Yeah.
She has a lot of bamboo knowledge, so she must have a lot of bamboo.
So Joy's the big winner. She gets a round of golf at the Hideout.
Yeah, very
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely free. Stop by, play a round of golf, and say hi to Courtney, and have a good time.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions, you've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your big country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $15.15 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man.
The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another half. to rip the coast. If you can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. A Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
But there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A district judge in the District of Columbia is blocking President Trump's attempt to add a proof of citizenship requirement to federal voter registration forms. $1 billion private school voucher program has cleared the Texas state legislature. It's on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The governor vows to quickly sign it into law. Former New York Congressman George Santos will be sentenced today for fraud. Prosecutors want him to spend 7 years behind bars. The Vatican estimates that over the past few days, 130,000 people have filed past the coffin of the late Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica. President Trump and First Lady Melania have their bags packed. Today they'll leave for Rome. Tomorrow they'll attend the Pope's funeral. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 100. 42 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Is that the phone?
Telephone!
Yeah, that was the phone. Huh.
You guys sound like you're ready for a show.
The phone rang?
You're not supposed to have your phone on. It's always ringing.
Today is National Telephone Day.
And I'm Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
See, that's the problem. You're always on that stupid phone.
You're always on the phone.
Hey, happy National Telephone Day.
Call me, call me, call me.
Call me. Bye.
Showtime.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Rolling into the 7 o'clock hour on a Friday. Jeff and Courtney, the big show.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Friday. It's Happy National Telephone Day as well. Alexander Graham Bell. Man, he, you think that was really him in the clip?
Maybe so.
I bet it sounded like him.
Probably.
I wonder if he knew what the phone would turn into, would he have invented the phone?
I don't know.
It's changed.
I guess it's a natural, it's a natural progression of things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's not all bad. It's not like you invented an AI robot or anything.
We'll get into that, though, won't we?
Yeah.
I think it's it serves its perfect purpose, but then that purpose became more and more and more, and then it became something that people are pretty much obsessed with.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember, this is back when I was working for Edge Wireless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is back in Bend, Oregon. This is back... late 90s, early 2000s. Like, this is back when we had the you had to press four buttons to to text somebody with a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Like you hit four buttons to make the letter A or whatever.
Oh, I absolutely remember that. Did you do the T9 or did you just do the beep, beep, beep? I did the regular. I didn't do the T9.
I didn't do the T9.
Yeah.
But this is back when that's all we had. And I remember the president of the company coming into our room one time and said, you know what? Sooner or later, someday, within the next 5 years, this phone is going to be like a computer in your hand. And we're like, ah, whatever.
And there it is.
There it is.
I remember whenever the Androids and iPhones and all of that first came out. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
The progression. I worked for Cricket probably like 15 years ago. I'm selling Cricket phones and stuff and just seeing the going from the flip phone to the sliders.
Yeah.
And then to the Blueberry. No, Blackberry. The Blackberry. Not Blueberry.
The Blackberry was huge for a long time.
Oh, yeah. It really was. And then, of course, then the Androids and iPhones and those came out. Yeah. The smartphones.
Gosh, I remember when we had the Western plan that would cover the western part of the U.S. And if you paid a little extra, your long distance after 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Call me after 9.
Call me after 9.
Then I get free minutes.
If you paid a little more a month, you could call after 7.
Yeah, or that's exciting, 7. Right? Yeah. Oh, man, the good old days.
Yeah, and then Alexander Graham Bell, now the phone is just, it's tied to us now. It's on our hip all the time.
It really is, because it has everything, a world full of knowledge and then also a world full of ignorance. If you really think about it, it's got, you know, facts that you can find on there, but also with the social medias and all of that kind of stuff, it really is an interesting thing that we have.
Yeah, you could learn all about bamboo on your cell phone.
You can absolutely. If you have no bamboo knowledge, you have a little bit more today. Okay. I went down that rabbit hole. Oh. Yep.
But the progression goes from Alexander Graham Bell inventing the telephone. And then we have this cell phone device here in our hands all the time. It's like a mini computer. I barely talk on the phone.
I do a lot of texting.
Yeah, barely even talk on this thing. But now over in Thailand, speaking of progression, this is terrifying, to be honest.
It really is.
Remember the movie RoboCop?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that was 80s?
RoboCop did come out in the 80s. 80s?
Yeah, this is...
This reminds me of like iRobot.
This is RoboCop. This is iRobot. This is scary. Thailand unveils its first AI police bot. This is a real thing.
Police cyborg robot, yeah.
And it looks terrifying, to be honest.
It really does. It has like facial recognition and it looks like it's more for surveillance at this point. But, you know, it's only a matter of time before it does everything, before it's an actual officer on the street.
Oh, yeah. I think it's more than just surveillance. It's dubbed AI Police Cyborg 1.0 that resembles a futuristic RoboCop. It has it's equipped with 360-degree smart AI cameras. It can have facial recognition and blacklist alerts, suspect tracking, advanced search functions based on facial features, clothing, body type and gender, weapon detection, behavior monitoring.
Which is, to me, you know, when you really start thinking about that, that's a scary thing because they don't have the ability to have emotion or differentiate. What if it's a child with a toy gun or something? Or I think like a stick or something like that. Is it just automatically... Like you said, I've seen movies about this. It never ends well.
Oh, we've seen the movie.
Right.
It does not end well for humans.
Exactly. It's like if we made dinosaurs, I don't know that I would go to that park because we've all seen the movie.
Yeah, we know how it ends.
You know what happens.
This is terrifying because you know when it starts in Thailand or it starts in Japan, eventually...
It's going to come here.
It's going to come. We have self-driving cars.
Right. Well, and you know if it's going on there, then there's somebody that is actually making these things here. They just haven't been released yet and are working out the kinks. But just imagine, you know, there's things that go wrong with our computers and things like that. What happens when it goes wrong on a robot that's equipped to kill?
Yeah, equipped to surveil and kill and supposedly protect.
Right. That's terrifying to me.
That's scary. I mean,
it really is.
It's only as good as the programming. So what if some crazy person's going to program it? You know that even if somebody who has the best of intentions, say they get knocked off, somebody kills them, and some crazy person starts to program the robot, it's over. It's done.
That's it.
We're over.
All of a sudden, we're coming up with super genius bad guys. But automatically, that's where my brain goes is, okay, how far south could this go? And it could really, really make a bad turn.
I think it's already gone bad. Even just having this.
It's like a matter of time. So now I feel like I need to get prepared. It's like, instead of it being like zombies or whatever, who had deadly robots on their bingo card? Because this is what it seems like it's going to be.
the zombies or the robots or both are going to come for us.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. It? This really is terrifying. I have a picture of it here online, and it is a...
It's huge.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's wearing like a military uniform.
Uh-huh. And well, like and a, look how a, much a bigger black, than these guys it is.
Got like a black kind of a...
Face. Yeah.
Yeah, like a window, like a black windowed face with a beret.
It's pretty scary looking. What are y'all's thoughts on this? What do y'all think about us in future having these police robots that... like this one saying it surveils and does all of those things... or surveys. Do y'all think it would go wrong, or are you for it?
It could go terribly. What if he's going to surveil like a carnival, and kids are running around with glow sticks, or they win something that looks like a stick, or a...
Right.
Is he just going to...
Yeah, what...
I mean, can he differentiate between things?
It's... I feel like it's a slippery slope. That's what I think. I think it's a very slippery slope of what could possibly happen and what could possibly go wrong. Not saying I'm a pessimist, but automatically my brain's like, huh.
Yeah. I mean, so much could go wrong.
Yeah.
So quickly. Good morning, KOXC. Got any thoughts on our AI robot?
It is going to go wrong. They have not developed anything that has not gone wrong. For technology like that.
100% agree.
Yes, exactly. I mean,
the human race is getting lazy.
Exactly.
I agree 100%. Yeah. All right, who is this?
Thank you, Mr. John.
All right, thanks, John. Have a great day, John.
That's a great way to say it.
Yeah, I agree.
We are getting lazy.
We're getting lazy, and I mean, our cell phones go down to the drop of a hat. What can happen with a robot?
Yeah.
It goes crazy. Good morning, KOXC.
To add to your zombie robot conversation, I had a theory that someday it's going to end up like iRobot movie.
Yeah.
That's what Courtney was talking about, actually.
Yeah, I feel like that's... As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like we've seen movies about this. Why would we ever make this a reality?
It's like a prediction.
It really is. You know, people talk about it being like the zombie apocalypse or this or that. who has robot on their bingo card? Because it looks like that might be where it goes.
Or it's
going to
end up like the Brad Pitt zombie movie.
Right. Which one is that again?
World War Z.
Yeah, World War Z.
World War Z, yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
The elderly.
The robots or the quick zombies?
Yeah, I don't know. They're both.
Then again, you got I Am Legend, too.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. That was a good one, actually. Except for him at the ending. He dies. He dies at the end, doesn't he?
Spoiler alert, Jeff.
Yeah. Spoiler.
If you haven't seen it, turn down your radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, so much could go wrong. I mean, it says here that this robot in Thailand is controlled by somebody in the command control center. So what if they're crazy?
Right. What if
they
like
snap one day and just say, ah?
Yeah.
What if they just go nuts?
That's all it would take. It just reminds me of like a superhero movie. There's always got to be the bad guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be some villain. Some
there
villain.
You go. The villain that is, yeah, some bald villain. Is
like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. He's like, hello. What can I do today? Good morning, KOXE.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing good, brother. How about the robot?
Yeah.
When you said America, we probably got one coming.
Uh-huh.
I think with Biden, under the Biden administration, we don't have to worry about that. I think we're behind. There might be some transsexual robots, but
Possibly.
Don't think we got to worry about the cops.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. All right, buddy.
Bye. Yeah, which is worse? I don't know. We got a lot of stuff going wrong.
Yeah, who knows? But and think about hackers.
Exactly.
How easy it would be with something that is controlled by a computer program to hack in there and then take it over an entire, a fleet? Is that what you would call a bunch of robots? I don't really know the lingo. Fleet. A murder of robots.
A fleet. A clouder. No, you're exactly right. All it takes is one person to hack in. Our phones get hacked all the time.
Yeah. It's just so easy to just think about how many times I've had to go and redo my credit cards or whatever because somehow I got hacked. And I'm like, how does that even happen?
We have AT&T, our phones, and we get this security feature on our phones. And it tells you when your email or your phone number has been compromised on the dark web or whatever.
So can you imagine? The ability to be able to hack into police robots that have all of the things that these things can do, I feel like it just immediately would happen. Yeah. And things went south very quickly.
If you're curious what this thing looks like, I mean, it really is scary. Just do an online search. What did you just search for, like online or AI Thailand robot?
I searched for Thailand humanoid robot.
It looks terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, AI robot.
We've seen, this is, one caller said these movies like iRobot and RoboCop are like previews of what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, look at this thing. The picture that pops up is like, it looks kind of scary.
Yeah. Say one more call if you got a skedaddle for birthdays. Good morning, KOXE.
Yes, I had a birthday for Ryan Cadena.
Let's get the birthday started.
Let me grab my piece of paper. Is it Ryan and what's the last name?
Cadena.
Padina?
Yeah.
Okay, and what, is it birthday today?
It's tomorrow, and he's turning 12.
Ooh, turning 12. What school does he go to?
Coggin.
He goes to Coggin Elementary? All right.
Yeah.
And who's it going to be from?
His mom and his family.
Mom and the fam. All right, we got it. We'll get it on the air about 7:25 for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, right. Rolling on into birthdays.
Yep, 7:18, KOXC. Robots are coming.
there. This is Denise Hudson-Bryan with the City of Early, and I'm excited to invite you to our Smart City Expo on May 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald Park. Get ready to meet the dedicated men and women who work tirelessly to make our city a fantastic place to live, work, and play. Want to check out the fire department's impressive new ladder truck? It'll be on display. Curious about updates on the town center development? We've got those too. Plus, if you have questions about city finances or how your water bill's calculated, we're here to answer that too. This annual event is perfect for all ages. Our department heads and community partners, along with city officials, have come together to create an engaging experience that not only helps you understand how your city operates, but also gives kids a chance to explore fire trucks, police trucks, city equipment, and more. Enjoy delicious food from Pogue Farms, participate in interactive activities, and have a blast with your family. So mark your calendars for May 1st from 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald Park in Early for our annual Smart City Expo. We can't wait to see you there. Don't miss out.
Destination Ford is your destination for savings. Buy select new 2024 or 2025 Ford F-150 or Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing at Destination Ford. You pay what we pay. Join our Destination family. Buy a new Ford F-150 and get employee pricing. Or buy a new Ford Bronco. You will get employee pricing. Plus, get warranty forever. Drive out today and enjoy the comfort and convenience of our all-new showroom. Or visit DestinationFordBrady.com right now.
It's so damn hot. Milk was a bad choice.
The ice is back. You heard it right. Rumfield's Ice House has a brand new machine located at 1501 Bell Plain, the old location of the Twice the Ice machine back in the day. But this machine is twice the machine of the past, because you not only get your ice, you can get your water too. Get 16-pound bags of ice or 20 pounds of bulk ice for only $3. So go by 1501 Bell Plain and check it out. Get the same great service of the past and more. Hey, it takes credit cards. twice the ice.
727 KOXC.
Ice, Ice Baby.
Ice, Ice Baby. That song shouldn't have ended so soon, but I hit
the
wrong...
Was that abrupt?
I hit the wrong button. It's live radio. I mean, I hit the wrong button, and here we are.
Hey, sometimes